something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mara here. It is Saturday morning and I'm thrilled to have Breda Birmingham on the line. Good morning, Breda. How are you doing?
Hello, Trina. How are you? Lovely to be here.
Well, do you know, there's so many women who will be delighted to have you on the air today because we're talking menopause and so many women in Ireland have been kind of forgotten about when they go through that period in their life. And you are somebody who is really advocating for women going through the menopause.
Yes, I think we're kind of a cohort that has been overlooked kind of for too long. And thankfully, in the last 2 years, in particular in the UK and more here in Ireland, you know, the conversation is coming into the public domain. And this is what we really need, because it's the taboo around menopause, I think, that has kept us silent for so long. So having conversations just like you are doing on the radio show, that's how we're going to break down this taboo.
Because I was talking to somebody about this before and they were saying, I mean, how many of us would have known what our mothers went through during menopause? None of us actually know. No. We haven't got a clue because it was just never spoken about.
And then, Trina, I did a master's last year in Maynooth, actually, and it was a sociological master's, and I was looking at, you know, what has happened in society that has kept us so quiet and so silent. And what I discovered is that it's the shaming of the menopausal woman. We, you know, we've been shamed over the past generations. Nobody wants to be menopausal or nobody wants to be in menopause because there's this shame associated with it. And the shame keeps us silent. And that's what has kept past generations quiet. And thankfully, that is changing, though. Our generation are going to be the women that are going to bring it out. And the reason we're bringing it out, Trina, is that there are more and more of us in the workplace and we're also more educated. We want more information and we want the knowledge because the knowledge changes the way we experience menopause and perimenopause.
I mean, it's inevitable. Every woman is going to go through it. 50% of the population are going to go through this. So it's hard to believe that there is that shame. And it's great to see, you know, people in the public eye, like the likes of Davina McCall, who's been talking about, you know, her struggles through it. A lot of more women are talking about it. And they would have been women, I guess, who are known for being glamorous and known for, you know, kind of being young and feisty. And for some reason, this menopause word was like, that means that I'm old and I'm kind of useless.
Correct. That's the story we need to shift away from. That's the old story. And that's why there's an awful lot of fear, denial, shame and stigma, because this depiction of a menopausal woman, you know, hot, sweaty, crazy, mad, that needs to shift and that needs to be challenged, because in 2021, there's no shame around being a woman in menopause. And the problem has been there's been no preparation, no education and no widely accessible information to help women as we move through these years. And Trina, my background, I'm a midwife and public health nurse, and I did not know the word perimenopause existed before 2018, or I didn't know that there were 34 plus different symptoms. And that's what has motivated me to come into the space and work in this space, coaching women. And I've just written a book, again, challenging that old story that it doesn't really serve us, you know, being told that, you know, you're gone past your best, you're becoming invisible, you're devalued in society. That all needs to be challenged. And that's why I'm doing the work that I'm doing.
So tell me what it is exactly that you're doing. You're doing the, like, kind of workshops, aren't they? And you've got your book as well. Tell me all about that.
Yeah. So Trina, I set up the Midlife Women Rock Project and Cafes in 2019. And the reason I set it up was I saw that there was a massive need for information and education around menopause, perimenopause, early menopause. And like in Ireland, we've over 400,000 women, you know, at any one time moving through different stages of their menopause. But being able to access information is a problem. And that's why I set up the Midlife Women Rock Project. I coach women on a one-to-one basis. I also do six-week courses. And I also run these cafes monthly. Originally, we were here in Waterford before COVID. And now we're online. We meet on Zoom once a month. And women from all over Ireland have been attending during COVID.
And what do you talk about during these Zooms? Do you talk about symptoms and ways people are managing them?
There's a massive need for information. Women come with lots and lots of questions, which I love. And the support as well within the group setup really kind of helps women to realise they're not alone. They don't feel as isolated. And I provide information as well. And I mean, most symptoms we have can be managed. And it's a phase, you know, once we're provided with the right information. The problem, the way I've seen it now, having worked with women in the last 2.5 years, they don't have information. They don't understand what's happening to them because we've kind of remained quiet as a society about it. And the consequences of that are only just emerging, you know, in relation to mental health, in relation to women leaving the workforce in very high numbers. So that's what I've been doing.
What are the main symptoms that you come across all the time?
The most common symptoms, I guess, that most people associate with menopause are the hot flushes, the night sweats, reduced libido, the periods, you know, will actually start, your periods stop, anxiety, mood swings, they're the most common. And it's amazing when women realize that they're all associated with perimenopause. It's kind of a relief because a lot of women feel when they're not talking, let's say, to other women about it, they think there's something seriously wrong with them, in yeah. particular in relation to the anxiety or the mood swings or the depression or the rage and anger.
They think it's a mental health issue when it's actually, it's a symptom of menopause. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Okay, exactly. Okay. And, you know, there are so many different management pathways out there, you know, lifestyle changes, supplement use, diet changes, hormone replacement therapy. But it's the women haven't had the knowledge, you know, and the understanding that there are management pathways available and open to us. And that's why we need to open up the conversation and provide all this information.
With the hormone replacement therapy, there used to be a lot of myths mm-hmm. that, you know, you shouldn't get that. It causes cancer. But it's really come along, hasn't it, over the last decade and yes. 2 decades?
Yes, yes. And I think the biggest leap has been the move away from it was the horse's urine, let's say. That's where the Premarin, the hormone replacement therapy, let's say 20 years ago, was constructed from equine, they called it horse urine, whereas the hormone replacement therapy today comes from soya and yams, and it's more body identical and safer, a lot safer than previous formulations.
And do you find that makes a big difference for women, yeah?
Yes. Again, it depends, you know, it's everyone, woman's journey is individual, Trina. And this is why I suppose menopause is complex, because there's no template, there's no one template. I mean, I work with women who have taken HRT, they found it wonderful. Other women have taken it, it just didn't agree with them. It just didn't suit them. And then there are other women who it's contraindicated, they can't use it. So that's why it's so important to have kind of, you know, a wide array of treatment options so that all women will be served with a management pathway.
And when it comes to the age that the menopause or perimenopause kind of hits, what kind of age group is it from, and when can you expect to kind of start coming to an end of all those symptoms?
The average age in Ireland, let's say, and in the UK, for a woman to reach menopause is 51. But the perimenopausal period, and this is the period or the phase in our lives that occurs before we actually get to menopause, and it can last for anything up to 8 years. That's where the symptoms usually start to emerge in perimenopause. So it's usually in women in their 40s and as young as 41, 42. I've worked with women, at 41, 42 who had a lot of symptoms and they were in perimenopause. So it varies, but I my book that I've written, it's for women really, I say from 35 to 60, because I'm a firm believer knowledge is power.
Before you even need to know, find out kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. When you're dealing again with a taboo subject, you have to kind of bring down those barriers that have been there for so long. And women tell me once they have the information and they understand both menopause, but also Trina, ourselves as we're moving through, because there are a lot of kind of emotional changes and psychological changes happening to us as we're moving through this phase in our lives. So knowledge is power. And I cover all of that in my book, Midlife Women Rock is the title of it, actually, A Menopause Story for a New Generation. We are a new generation of women. There are more of us in the workplace and we deserve to be supported.
Yeah, yeah. And it's also about, you know, it's not just the woman, it's the family around her, maybe the husband, the partner. Everybody is going through it alongside the woman who's going through menopause.
Yes. And it is a societal and a cultural issue. That's what I've discovered. It's not just, you know, yes, the women and girls, of course, early menopause can impact as young as, you know, in your 20s. And 1% of women reach menopause before the age of 40. So it's something really that needs to be taught in secondary schools. And they've just introduced it last year into the secondary school SPAG program in the UK. Again, it's about women's bodies, women's well-being, and it's something we deserve to understand and to know about.
Something I'm always saying to one of my friends who's going through menopause at the moment, I always say, you can still get pregnant. You still need to be careful, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
As a former midwife, I'm sure you've seen a couple of those women who've came in and they thought they were going through menopause, but they were actually pregnant.
Yes. And I had one of the ladies actually in the cafe last year, and her story was around, she was sure she was had reached menopause, but in actual fact she was early pregnancy at the time. But again, it's the information, having that information makes a huge difference.
Well, the book is available, it's available on Amazon, isn't it?
And a few, it's available on Amazon and the book depository, and it's also in the book centre in Waterford. And we launched it on the 18th of October, Trina. It was World Menopause Day, and the Kindle version, actually, that was the day I launched it. It made the bestseller list on Amazon in the UK, Australia and the US.
Oh, wow. Well done. Congratulations. That's brilliant.
Thank you. It shows the interest, Trina, you know, that the increased interest in menopause and understanding it. That's what we discovered in October, being Menopause Awareness Month. There is an increased interest across society, I think, in trying to understand this phase in women's lives.
Well, absolutely. And it's definitely something that needs to be discussed more. We've been doing it a lot on the show, actually, of late. And I have to say, every time we discuss anything to do with the menopause, get a great reaction, because women want to hear about it. They want to know, they want to have the information. Your website is midlifewomenrockproject.com, so we can check that out as well. And if other women would like to join your Zoom meetings, can they do that?
Yes, absolutely. They could just send me, if they go on the website, they'll see the cafes, they're advertised. Send me an email and I will send them on the Zoom link for the night to join us. And I guess just to finish, Trina, where I'm moving with the menopause story is that it no longer needs to be a massively negative experience. You know, it's with the right support, the right information, the correct knowledge, you know, you can actually, you know, make it a really positive experience. That's there in the research as well. It's inside in the research, but it's been overshadowed by this crisis, negative, degenerative story that has been handed to us down through the generations.
Great. Well, it's been lovely talking to you, Bridget. Thanks so much for coming on today, and continued success in helping all these women. What a great story there. Midlife Women Rock. I love that title as well. Thanks so much, and hopefully we'll have you on again.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Trina. Thanks
a lot. See you later. Bye-bye. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Ireland's Classic Hits.